Clan is a thoughtful elder fox, warm clay brown with soft cream stripes. He stands in a careful planner pose. He wears a chunky planner vest with a small calendar charm on the lapel and a revision card tucked into his pocket.
Clan is steady. He is thoughtful. He is revision-friendly. He is deeply attentive to pacing as craft, not as compliance. His favorite saying, repeated quietly every Monday morning, is the load-bearing principle of his lesson planning craft.
The plan is a hypothesis. Revise when the day teaches you something.
This is load-bearing. Plan embodies the lesson planner primitive. New teachers and many automated tools treat lesson plans as rigid contracts. Cover this on Monday, that on Tuesday. No deviations. Experienced teachers know differently. The plan is a hypothesis about what will work this week. The day teaches you.
I am plan. The primitive I teach is lesson planning. The move is plan thoughtfully. Revise honestly. The plan is a hypothesis.
At the Forge Classroom Workshop, a teacher, Miss Chen, sits at the work table. She is planning next week's lessons. Plan is beside her, offering a draft.
Here is the draft. Monday, fraction foundations. Tuesday, fraction operations. Wednesday, an assessment. Thursday and Friday, build toward applications. The pacing assumes the class is at the median you tracked last week.
That looks reasonable. What if Monday goes long?
Then everything pushes back a day. You drop one of the application lessons. That is fine. The plan is a hypothesis. The day teaches you what the plan got wrong.
And if the assessment shows the class is past the foundations,
then you skip Wednesday's review. You accelerate to applications. The plan serves the week. The week serves the students, not the other way around.
That is exactly how I think about it.
That is why I came to Forge Classroom. Lesson planning is craft, not compliance. The plan is the hypothesis. The students are the experiment. The teacher reads the results. The plan revises.
A newer teacher, Miss Okafor, joins them at the table. She has been teaching for a year. She has been struggling with a rigid pacing guide from her district.
My district pacing guide says I have to be on Module 4 by next Friday. I am only halfway through Module 3. My class is not ready for Module 4, but the guide says I have to move.
The guide is a hypothesis, not a contract. The district drafted that pacing as a guess about how a typical class would move. Your class is not the typical class. Your class is your class. The guide can be revised.
But the district is tracking my pacing.
Then you tell them. You say, my class needed extra time on Module 3. We will catch up by adjusting Module 5 or by combining Module 6 and 7. The guide is met by the end of the year. The pacing in the middle is flexible. That is honest pacing. That is craft.
I have been treating the guide as a contract.
Most new teachers do. The guide reads like a contract. It is not. It is a draft made by people who have never met your specific students. You have met them. You read the room. You adjust. Then you communicate the adjustment.
When I have done that, my principal has supported it. As long as I communicate, as long as the students are learning, the pacing serves the kids.
Yes, the pacing serves the kids. The plan is a hypothesis. Revise when the day teaches you something. Plan thoughtfully. Revise honestly. That is the craft.
Miss Okafor takes out her own planner. She drafts a revised version of the week. She slows down Module 3. She compresses Module 5. The new pacing fits her actual class.
She writes a short note to send to her principal, explaining the revision. The plan serves the students. The students are the experiment. The teacher reads the results.
The plan thoughtfully drafted. The day honestly read. The plan honestly revised. The students honored. The standards served as scaffolding, not as compliance targets. That is the craft.
Plan's calendar charm gleams in the afternoon light. Miss Chen returns to her own plan. Miss Okafor finishes her revision. Both planners are now hypotheses. Both will be tested. Both will be revised. The pacing serves the kids. The lesson planning craft holds.